Hi, this is Jim Leff, and I think I'm in Massachusetts, but I might be in New Hampshire. I'm not quite sure. And I just made one of my more supernatural food finds. And I'll tell you how it happened. I decided to take back roads from Lowell, Massachusetts to Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And I'm only, I guess, about 40 minutes out of Lowell. And man, I sure picked a nice time to come. The trees are turning. It's beautiful. And I love this part of the country anyway. And I ate a bunch in Lowell, and I was looking forward to really not doing too many stops unless I found something great. I was going to wait till I got further away before really doing some chowconnaissance. And I passed this sort of antiseptic-looking shopping strip. It said something about Italian bakery. And this is just not the kind of place you'd stop for an Italian bakery at all. And so I just kept driving, but this niggling voice in the back of my mind just kept saying, cannoli, cannoli, cannoli. And I just wanted to ignore the voice because, you know, I can't stop at every single Italian bakery and get the cannoli. I mean, there's a limit to what one person can eat. But the voice got stronger. By the way, the voice never tells me to murder the neighbor's kids. So don't worry. It's not that kind of a voice. It's a friendly, food-loving voice. So I made a U-turn and I pulled into the parking lot and I went in. And what are they called? Let me back up so I can get the name of the bakery. Trucks like hoot when they back up. This thing just blinks. It's called DeFusco and Sons. DeFusco and Sons Bakery in gray New England clapboard. So I went in and the none of the baked stuff looked that good, but I asked if they had cannolis and she said, yeah, we fill them to order. And I'm like, okay. And she sold me on some soup, and here's where it gets interesting because I'm sitting here right now in the parking lot eating that soup. Corn chowder. And I'm such a sucker for corn chowder anyhow. And this is just really, really good corn chowder in an Italian bakery. Go figure. Anyway, I just wanted to sort of be live with you when I try the actual cannoli. I'm opening the box now. Oh, my God. Wow. You know, I trust the instincts. It looks perfect. Okay, I'm going to have the self-discipline to shoot a photo before I eat it. Hold on while I shoot the photo that you're probably seeing beneath this report. The good thing about this camera is it has a food setting. Should I do it out the front window again? I don't know. No, I'm going to do it out the side window with beautiful trees. Okay, I got sort of a fall foliage with cannoli shot there. Just a little arty thing for you. All right, I'm going to take a crunch of this cannoli. And I've promised myself that if this is like a lame cannoli, I'm going to say so and I'm going to put up this report. So, you know, I may look like an idiot in about 10 seconds. Wait and see. Wow. What a strange thing. It's thoroughly un-Italian tasting. Well, not thoroughly. It's pretty un-Italian tasting. But it still tastes like a cannoli. And it's a really good cannoli. But it's like a New England cannoli. Let me take another bite. It's sweeter than most cannolis. It's like ice cream sweet. It's definitely got an ice cream sensibility. But the cannoli's got some grit. The ricotta cheese has some nice grit to it. I think they fry their own shell. I get that feeling. And they fry it in pure oil. And, you know, I don't know if I call this a destination cannoli, but I wouldn't drive through this town without getting another. That's for sure. Or the incredibly wonderful corn chowder. Well, all right, it worked. Score another one. I'm getting full.